Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message on coming into maturity. Most lately, we've been looking at the body ministry, the importance of body ministry, and listening to the exhortation of the Apostle Paul found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14. And in chapter 14, we read, "Follow after charity," that's love, "and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men for edification, exhortation, and comfort." That's the purpose of a prophecy today. "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church." And he says in verse 5, "I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues." This, of course, is speaking to the gift of tongues in the church, except he interpret that the church might receive or may receive edifying. Praise God. And this entire chapter is some beautiful detailed description of how the church should operate in terms of the spiritual gift of prophecy. It is meant, and I'm not going to take time to go in depth in terms of the prophetic gift, but just in summary, let us say it is to instruct, to improve spiritually, it's to build, to establish, to exhort. And When God moves in a prophetic way to give a prophetic word, how can we know God's leading? Well, prophecy in terms of the personal prophecy that should be manifest in a church setting or even out as the Holy Spirit directs, it does not direct or give directions. You know, the Lord would say, go to Ethiopia or something like that. It never contradicts the word, but it should actually be confirmation. A word of prophecy will actually confirm something that God has been dealing with you. So you will know that, yes, this is the direction of the Lord. There is an inward witness. How do we know? Sometimes it opposes our flesh, but nonetheless, it's that still quiet voice leading us into God's will. And of course, there's the written word of God. And regardless of circumstances, the Lord will always make a way. Now, because we're dealing with the very heart of the Lord, the desires of the Holy Spirit, we have to be mindful that the enemy is going to try to hinder or impede that. And so, what happens many times, God's servants wanting to step out and obey God, they can feel hindered, they feel doubtful, this isn't the Lord, they can feel defeat or feelings of inadequacy. And as Paul says, we're not to be ignorant of his devices. He will try to get us to operate out from under the protection of the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the counsel of God's written word. But God is gentle. He is patient with us, and that's why it's important to be in a church setting, to have a pastor who will nurture you and will help you to grow in the things of the Lord. But God is very patient and gentle with us. He doesn't drive or force or condemn us. And as we move in God with any of the giftings that God has given, an ease and anointing will come with obedience. So besides operating in the realm of the nine gifts of the Spirit, there are certainly other ways we contribute to the body when we come together. A person may not feel called by the Lord for public ministry, but active participation in a service is so important. That's why many times in a local church, you'll see a pastor ask for agreeing prayer and laying on of hands with some of the members of the body so that their gifts of faith and their gifts of healing may operate in the body. All contributions are important. Song, psalms, testimony, scripture, prayer. Why? Well, we remember the parable of the talents. Too much has been given, much is expected or required. But in all these things, perhaps the most important thing, as I just touched on yesterday, is the attitude of the heart. That's most important in body ministry. It's not an accident or chance or an interruption that the love chapter, chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians, is placed right in the middle of instruction on the use of spiritual gifts. And as I read these chapters, Paul is dealing with much of what we're dealing with today. He wants us to be children in malice, but men in understanding concerning spiritual things. Remember, that's the whole point of the Holy Spirit. The whole aim, emphasis, focus is to bring us into maturity. And above all, beloved, we must desire to glorify Jesus regardless of what God has given us to do. It's not flesh, not the glorification of our flesh or calling attention to ourselves or not a desiring to be, you know, to envy one another, strive with one another, but we're to glorify Jesus. Revelation 19 and 10 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Beloved, our hearts should be burdened to see the weak strengthened, the suffering, the sick made whole, those who are emotionally wounded to be made whole, those who are broken in spirit to be comforted and receive hope and be strengthened in the faith, to see babes in Christ grow to adulthood in Christ. And we should not be so much concerned for our needs as well as for the needs of others. Remember Job, as he prayed for the needs for the healing of his friends, he himself was healed. This should be our response. That's why I understand why God said pray for those in authority first, to get our eyes off of ourselves and our needs, which is normally what we first do when we start praying. And as I'm going to read now Romans 12, 5 and 8, and we have to understand that operation in the realm of these gifts also depends on our faith level. So it's we operate in body ministry, in faith, and in love. Let me share with you now Romans, the 12th chapter, or from the 12th chapter, verse 5 through 8. So we, being many, are one in body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth, on teaching, or he that exhorteth, on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And I can't stop reading. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I could go on and on, but I invite you to read the word for yourself. What a blessing, what encouragement it gives to us. Praise God. So what can we say as in conclusion to all these things we've shared? Well, we are admonished by the word to earnestly seek and covet the best spiritual gifts, those which edify the body of Christ. In this aspect of the ministry, we are not only helping others to grow, but also we ourselves are blessed and strengthened. Let's see what Romans, the first chapter, verse 11 and 12. I'm going to turn to that. Paul said, "For I am yearning to see you, that I may impart and share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen and establish you. That is, that we may be mutually strengthened and encouraged and comforted by each other's faith, both yours and mine." Beloved, these spiritual gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, are to be in operation now in the church. We won't have any use of them in heaven. Think about that. Isn't that true? So in order to walk as Jesus walked, we must move in this realm of faith, in this realm, in the Spirit. Jesus had the gifts in operation. As we read the Gospels, we see in his ministry, look at the woman at the Samaritan woman at the well. He said, you know, no, this one, he said, get your husband. No, this is not your husband. You've had five others. So the same Holy Spirit that anointed and empowered Jesus to minister is the same Holy Spirit that was given on the day of Pentecost to the church for us to do those even greater works. These gifts of the Spirit are actually manifestations of Christ's power in his body. And the final scripture I would like to share with you, it goes back to the Old Testament, but this was an incident where Joshua was, who was the servant of Moses, one of his young men, he answered and said, "My Lord Moses forbid them." What happened? Well, there was a young man that ran to Joshua and said, "Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp." And so Joshua says, "Make them stop." And the response of Moses is recorded in verse 29, "Enviest thou for my sake? Would to God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them." Amen. Lord, we're asking for that spiritual impartation of your gifts to your people as you desire. Father, we pray for faith and love to be in operation. Lord, that as your beloved moves, as you prompt them and desire them to move, many will be touched by the love of Jesus, the compassion of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, and Father, that you will use your people as together we work as one body to display to the world the power, the majesty, and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I would love to share more, but we'll just have to wait for another broadcast. We'll see what the Lord has. I love you deeply. Pray for you every day. You see in partners, my radio family. I invite you to write, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,